Hey, welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate studio, 7th floor of the Trib Tower, and we are here until 5 a.m. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5 and the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. It's Monday. That means my dad will call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time, and it is brought to you by the greatest restaurant on the planet, the Gale Street Inn. We thank George Kars as my main man over at Gale Street and everybody there, galestreet.com, and Jeff Park. We thank them for sponsoring my dad's joke. Okay, so last night the Emmys were broadcast and were handed out, and Stephen Colbert was the host, and it was an interesting broadcast, and I just thought I didn't understand why there was an annoying like screaming announcer in the back, and I didn't and I always hate it when they play people off and interrupt their speeches and the bands interrupt their the band interrupts the speeches. And I thought the band choices of music was odd throughout the night. I thought Colbert did a great job. I thought Stephen Colbert was great. The opening routine that they did was really funny. The opening musical number was really funny. His monologue was terrific. I don't know, Dan, did you see any of his monologue?
No, I didn't get a chance to.
Did you know that Sean Spicer showed up?
I did see that.
And it was pretty great. And they kept cutting to Melissa McCarthy in the audience for obvious reasons. And he was funny. Sean Spicer was funny. You know, obviously because this Colbert did get political and talked about how the president loves ratings. That's the most important thing to him, and that he didn't win an Emmy. He was nominated 3 times for the Celebrity Apprentice and never won an Emmy. They showed a clip that was even brought up during the debates last year. Like Hillary Clinton was like, he thinks the Emmys are rigged. Clinton was talking and of course Trump interrupted her and went, I should have won. It didn't bother me that, cause I mean, you got Colbert hosting, it's going to get political. There's no question about it. I know a lot of people are like, I don't think award shows need to get political. And I can totally understand why people would think that, but it's Stephen Colbert, and that's what he does nightly, you know, is gets political. I thought he did a great job. I thought he was funny. The show was a little strange in terms of like I said, the band, and I don't know who this dude was, the announcer dude in the back. I can't remember his name, but he was really annoying, like really annoying.
He's a comedian. Jermaine Fowler.
Jermaine Fowler?
Yeah.
What would I know him from? Anything? He's just a stand-up?
I think he has a show, actually, on CBS,
Jermaine Fowler.
I want to say.
It probably is CBS, because that's what the network was that...
He starred in Superior Donuts with Judd Hirsch.
Oh, that's right. That's where he's from. Superior Donuts, right. Well, he was annoying as hell. He was. Did you watch any of it, Esmeralda?
I didn't, no.
Yeah. He was just annoying. And like screaming, and the jokes were bad that he was telling. I didn't understand any of that. And they also, another stupid thing, whenever somebody won an award, they had to walk past actors pretending to be paparazzi behind a red rope. They had them on stage, they're walking off to go backstage, and then they had people, extras, dressed up like paparazzi taking pictures. It was the stupidest thing. It was just so stupid. So, I don't know. But what would you guys think? 312-981-7200. 312-981-7200. I think one of the funniest bits that they did was after last week with John Oliver. One, Jimmy Kimmel and Stephen Colbert went out into the audience, and he and Jimmy Kimmel were drinking a cocktail. And they were like, so we've both ordered a cocktail because they both lost, you know, to John Oliver, and they were doing this bit about how they were drinking this thing, and Stephen Colbert says it's a very rare cocktail and a very rare liquor, so rare in fact that they only make it once a week, and it was he called it the last week with John Oliver drink, and that went on. I'm not doing it justice, but that was a very funny bit. And there were some great shout-outs as well. I was very happy with the winners for the most part. The Handmaid's Tale, which won the big award for best drama series, absolutely deserved it. We all know how I feel about Elizabeth Moss. She was great. She dropped an F-bomb during her speech. It had to be beeped out. Sterling K. Brown won for This Is Us, and it was the most awkward moment of the night because they totally interrupted his speech. This was after they let Nicole Kidman go on for about 15 minutes. Now, they didn't interrupt Nicole Kidman at all. Of all the major winners, the only person that got—I mean, there were other people who got interrupted, but they weren't like major, major winners. You know, Sterling K. Brown won the big award. He won Best Drama, Actor in a Drama. So they let Nicole Kidman go. I mean, she went way past, you know, whatever 35, 40 seconds they were giving everybody, went way past that. Sterling K. Brown was given, by the way, he was giving a magnificent speech, like a really, really great, funny, heartfelt speech, where he gave a shout out to Andre Brower as being like, you know, like his hero, which I thought was cool. I thought, you know, you're gonna give out the shout out to Andre Brower. That's pretty classy. And then he got interrupted by the band, and they were just blasting the music. They wouldn't stop, and he finally had to leave the stage.
I did see that speech, and one of the funniest parts for me was that he, talking about the cast of This Is Us, and he said, you know, you guys are the best white family for a black actor. He's like, the folks who raised Webster, the guys from Different Strokes, they're all right, but you guys are better.
Yeah, yeah. The fact that he referenced Webster, too, I mean, that's pretty funny. Yeah, he's a good actor, great actor, and he deserved it, too. He was terrific. He's terrific on This Is Us. So what did you guys think? 312-981-7200. Who did you think looked good, you know, like best dressed and all that stuff? And so I don't know if you guys watched the red carpet thing beforehand on E! And, yeah. So, Esmeralda, you know that Elizabeth Moss is like a ridiculous Cubs fan.
Yeah.
Like her whole life, which makes me love her even more. And when she was on the red carpet, what's the girl's name who's from Chicago, lives here, who's like always on the red carpet on E? Rancic? Julianna Rancic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
All right. She's being interviewed, and of course they bring up Anthony Rizzo because she loves him so much. This is the big Emmy night, and they're talking about the Cubs and Rizzo. And they show a picture of her meeting Anthony Rizzo, and she just is like deliriously giddy in the picture. You could tell she's just like beside herself, and she's like Julianna Rancic is like, well, listen, is that was that the highlight for you? And she's like, oh yeah. And she goes, even if you win tonight, it won't be as big a deal as meeting Anthony Rizzo. Oh no, that was the biggest thing I've ever that's ever happened to me, meeting Anthony Rizzo. Nothing will top that.
Wow.
So it was pretty funny. And then she ends up winning. She gave a great speech, and she deserves it. It was the most remarkable female performance of the year without question. Although Carrie Coon was amazing too, but Elizabeth Moss totally deserved it and has deserved it. You know, this was her, is it 8th nomination? Because she was nominated like every year for Mad Men and never won. So she was nominated. I think she was nominated every single season of Mad Men, never won. It was her first Emmy last night. But she's so unbelievable on The Handmaid's Tale, really. Esmeralda, when it comes out on the DVD, you should get it.
Okay.
You should watch it, seriously. It is. It's. I mean, I know that you're like not happy. You don't want to see stuff that's like depressing. And I know that that it's kind of as a, you know, it's so good, though. You should watch it. I can't imagine, though, from a female perspective, how you would take that show in. I mean, obviously, I'm not a female, but I would imagine the reaction that you would have would be different than the reaction that I would have.
Sure, it's going to be real cool.
No, it won't be real cool. I can tell you, I'm a man, and I was uncomfortable. I was, like, disturbed, and so I couldn't even imagine what it would be like to be a woman and watch that show. But it's so good, it's worth it, and she's amazing. All right, so what do you guys think? 312-981-7200. We'll go through the winners, and we'll talk about the speeches and all that stuff. And our phone number is open, and so is the text. It's 312-981-7200. Let's break here for weather and traffic. Yeah. Welcome back, everybody. Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. How are you? We're live in the Allstate studio on the 7th floor of the Trib Tower. The Emmys were handed out last night. What did you guys think? You watched the show? How'd you think Colbert did, and what'd you think of the show in general, and the people that you were rooting for? Did they win? What did you think of the speeches? You know, all that general award show stuff. And by the way, we're going to get Dan Feinberg's reaction to the Emmys tomorrow. He'll be on with us at the top of the show tomorrow to talk about the Emmys and more. But we want to hear from you, 312-981-7200. So the best comedy series went to Veep. And Veep is a good show. I like Veep very much. But Atlanta should have won it. Atlanta definitely should have won. And but, you know, I can't. You can't argue the quality of Veep is a great show. There were a lot of terrific shows that were nominated in, you know, many of the categories. You know, there's a lot of good TV nowadays. There really is, in every format possible. And, you know, of course, Julia Louis-Dreyfus won for Veep, and she broke a record last night by winning the most Emmys for playing the same character. And I think she won, it was her sixth Emmy for playing the character on Veep. And, you know, it would be annoying that she wins every single year if she wasn't so awesome. That's the problem, is that, you know, it's like, okay, it gets a little tiresome when the same person wins year after year after year after year, except if they're awesome. And Julia Louis-Dreyfus is awesome, and she's great on Veep and deserves the awards. I was thrilled that Best Actor in a Comedy Series went to Donald Glover, who also got Best Directing in a Comedy Series, and he is just great, and that show is amazing. Atlanta is just, it's the best. Esmeralda, have you ever watched Atlanta?
I watched the first episode. That's all I've gotten.
Just one episode?
Yeah.
Dan, how much of it did you watch?
I think I caught, in the end, two of the episodes, the first one and the BAN episode.
BAN episode is, that's the one he won for direction. Because, you know, they have to submit, for people who might not know this, they submit an episode to the Academy, and that's the episode that they're judging on. It's not the full season. It's not like, you know, they submit an episode. And the episode that they submitted for Donald Glover's direction was the BAN episode, which is one of the best episodes of television I've ever seen. You know, when you first watch it, the fake commercials fool you when you're watching it. It's a remarkable piece of work. Supporting actor in a comedy series went to Alec Baldwin. We knew that was going to happen for Saturday Night Live. It's just such a weird, how they got around this. How is that not a guest performance? You know, a special guest performance, like he's not really a cast member of the show. So I don't know how they got around that, because the guest performances for Alexis Bledel won for being a guest performer or guest actor in The Handmaid's Tale, and Gerald McCraney won for being in This Is Us. And I don't know how Alec Baldwin doesn't fall into the guest. Dave Chappelle won, by the way, in that category, the guest in a comedy series. But Alec Baldwin won basically because of his Trump impression. And then 630 area code says, how about Alec Baldwin telling Trump that he finally won his Emmy? So I thought that was pretty funny. But Louis Anderson in Baskets. It was an incredible season for Louis Anderson. He won last year, deservedly so, and he deserved it this year. There was even more stuff for Louis Anderson to do in this last season of Baskets. He had a lot more to do, like emotionally, and it was a better season for him, the show, and everything else. So that's why it's kind of a shame that, I mean, look, Alec Baldwin's very funny, and he does a good Trump, and he's, you know, it's iconic at this point now. Supporting actress in a comedy series went to Kate McKinnon. She's just the best, man. Although I was rooting for Vanessa Bayer. It was great to see Vanessa Bayer and Vanessa Bayer and Leslie Jones, they all got nominated. There were three nominees in that category from SNL. But Kate McKinnon is just on fire now. You know, I mean, you can't, I mean, has there been a cast member of SNL? I mean, how long has it been since a breakout star like this has happened on SNL? It's been I mean, there are a lot of stars and stuff that are happening, but someone who just completely owns the show now. Like Kate McKinnon is the best thing on Saturday Night Live. And there are a lot of good people on Saturday Night Live. You got a lot of good talented cast members, but she has completely broken through. Yeah. And everybody, I don't know anybody who doesn't like Kate McKinnon. Do you know anybody who doesn't think Kate McKinnon is funny?
Haven't hit him or her yet.
Yeah. Esmeralda, you like Kate McKinnon, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, how would you not like Kate McKinnon? Peter Indicator says, well, I'm not a big fan of Trump at all. I felt there was too much talk with Trump as the basis. Again, Colbert was hosting. So, you know, directing in a comedy series, Donald Glover for Atlanta. Best writing in a comedy series, Master of None, Aziz Ansari and Lena Waithe, who I don't know if you, Esmeralda, did you watch the second season of Master of None?
I have, yeah.
That Thanksgiving episode, that's the one they won for?
That was really good.
Oh, yeah. My God. Phenomenal. And the great thing is that Lena Waithe, who, by the way, is from Chicago, first African-American woman to ever win a writing award for comedy in that category. And Aziz Ansari didn't say anything. He just let her talk. It was great. It was really, really great. And that episode, that was a great episode. Even though BAN was nominated in the same category, that Thanksgiving episode of Master of None was, if you've seen it, you know, it was great. It truly was great. So, all right, we're going to take a quick break here. We got the news coming up, and then after the news, we'll talk more Emmys. And if you want to jump in, what did you think of the show? What do you think of the winners or losers and all that cool stuff? 312-981-7200, talk and text. News is next. Hi, everybody. Hi, Nick DiGilio here on 720 WGN. We're live in the Allstate Studios, 7th floor of the Trib Tower. We're here till 5. Steve Grzanich with the opening bell at 5, and then the great Steve Cochran at 6 for your morning drive. So, Dan will not be in tomorrow. Dan, you are not in tomorrow.
I have jury duty.
You have jury duty. So, Dan Long will be sitting in, but then we don't know if Dan will be back, because you might end up, you know, getting picked for the trial of the century.
I certainly hope not.
So jury duty for Dan, which means Dan Long will be in tomorrow. And there you go. All right. Hey, we're talking about the Emmys here. If you want to jump in for talk or text, you can call 312-981-7200. And we would love to hear what you thought of the show. I thought the show, with the exception of the annoying announcer, the invasive band, and the stupid fake paparazzi that they put. I don't know whose idea that was. It was just the stupidest thing ever. I also wanted to mention that Rachel Bloom, who is on Crazy Ex-Girlfriend, who rules, did a really funny little musical number introducing the representatives from the lawyers.
The accounting firm.
Thank you very much. I knew I would get it at some point. But she did like a musical number introducing them, which was really funny.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, because she's Rachel Bloom. She rules. So I thought that was pretty funny. They did a bit with RuPaul as Emmy, like the woman who's holding up the thing at RuPaul. Funny, as always. They did a bit where Stephen Colbert was actually a robot from Westworld who had to be readjusted by Jeffrey Wright, which I thought was also funny. So the bits that they did were funny, and I thought Colbert did a really good job, and the stuff that he was saying off the cuff was really good. He did take a jab at Bill Maher at the beginning of the show. He was talking about how great it is to have African Americans represented. The diversity, and so he started to name off African American performers, and he said, and Bill Maher, because he must be African American because he is so comfortable using the N word. And I was like, whoa, taking a little shot at the late night competition.
Was he there?
He was nominated. I don't know if he was there. His show was nominated. They didn't cut to him after Colbert made the joke.
Right.
But I mean, he might have been. His show, the Real Time, was nominated. So I thought that was good, though, man. And the audience went nuts. Like the whole place went up for grabs when he told that joke. So, best drama series went to The Handmaid's Tale, which is absolutely deserved. Best actress went to the great Elizabeth Moss. Best actor in a drama series went to Sterling K. Brown, as we mentioned. Supporting actress in a drama series went to Anne Dowd for Handmaid's Tale, and her reaction was so great. The first of all, it took her 5 minutes to get up on stage because she was like, what? Like, she had no idea that she just didn't think that she was going to win, clearly. And it was a really awesome, you know, speech. Of course, she got played off, too, because the band started playing. I hate that. I've mentioned this before. These people, this is their one, for some people, it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing for these artists, you know, to win this award. Let them talk. You know what I mean? It's live TV. Some really fun stuff can happen when you let people talk. And, you know, I don't care. Cut out a musical number. You know what I mean? Cut something else out, because I want to see these people, you know, talk.
Yeah, that's why I like the Golden Globes better.
Because they just, well, they're drunk. They're also drunk.
They just go.
Yeah.
They just, let's, winners, 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 okay.
Yeah. I like that. One of my favorite awards ceremonies is the Independent Spirit Awards that happen on the Independent Film Channel, mm-hmm. IFC, the night before the Oscars. They're always the night before the Oscars. And there are no rules there. Like, it's uncensored. You can take as long as you want. The mm-hmm. greatest.
How long do they go?
They go 5-6 minutes. Easy.
No, I mean, but the whole thing, like, how long is it usually?
It's usually like 2.5-3 hours.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, they don't do anything else, though. I mean, there's like
Oh, right. Okay.
You know what I mean? They don't have like big lavish,
yeah,
you know, sets and all that stuff. But anyway, the greatest acceptance speech I've ever seen in my life was on the Independent Spirit Awards. And it was when Mickey Rourke won for The Wrestler. It's the, mm-hmm. if you look that up on YouTube, Mickey Rourke's acceptance speech for The Wrestler, for the Independent Spirit Awards. It's 7 minutes long. He's F-bombs dropping everywhere. It is one of the funniest and most entertaining speeches you'll ever see. It's my favorite acceptance speech of all time. So Anne Dowd was great in Handmaid's Tale. John Lithgow won for The Crown. He plays Winston Churchill. Winston Churchill going to be, I think, very, very good for actors for award season this year, because Gary Oldman plays him in this movie called Darkest Hour, and already there's like he's going to win. He's gained a bunch of weight, put makeup on, looks nothing like Gary Oldman. Like, yeah. you go, wait a minute, that's not Gary Oldman. Like, he gained a ton of weight. They put on, like, jowls on him and stuff. Mm-hmm. You know, shaved his head and all
they
that.
He should have a Winston Churchill off.
And Lithgow won. Best directing in a drama series went to Reed Morano, who directed the first two episodes and the last episode of Handmaid's Tale. She's also an amazing cinematographer and has worked on a lot of really great independent movies, and she's a terrific director and did a great job directing that. Writing for a drama series went to Handmaid's Tale. Limited series went to Big Little Lies. Big Little Lies won, I think, everything it was nominated for. The only person associated with that show that didn't win was Reese Witherspoon. Everybody else won. Nicole Kidman won. Laura Dern, who is just amazing. It won for directing. It won for writing. It won series. But just Reese Witherspoon's the only one that didn't walk out with an award, even though she's one of the producers on the show. And here's a question I have. For instance, when Aziz Ansari and his partner went up there to accept the award for the Thanksgiving episode for writing A Master of None, there was only one Emmy. Do they not both get an Emmy? Like, when, because at the Academy Awards, if 3 or 4 people, you know, are on a team, there's 4 Oscars and they each get one. So is there only one Emmy?
Maybe they get one later.
Maybe they do, just for show, they only have one.
Right.
But that would be completely unfair, right?
I read an article that what happens is like, I think you're allotted 2 or 3 with the award, but then any more than that,
you order them or pay for them?
Pay for them. Yeah. So like for like shows that have 15 writers, like the comedy shows.
Oh yeah.
Like they get 2 or 3, and then if the people want to buy one, they can, or the show can buy them for it.
Yeah, I mean, you know, because the writing staff on some of these shows, though, man. You know, when Saturday Night Live won, there were 5,000 people on stage.
Right. And also, I would think if they have the nominees, I mean, I guess they're not seeing the backstage, But if you see like a bunch of awards for one thing, you'd be like, oh,
the I guess
the
that one
person,
won. Yeah, yeah.
Wasn't
right,
us.
Right. So. Best television movie went to Black Mirror, which was a real big surprise on Netflix. I didn't expect that to win. I thought The Wizard of Lies was going to win. De Niro did not win for best actor in a Riz Ahmed won for The Night Of. Did you see? Oh, you don't have HBO.
No.
Boy, The Night Of is good, and that was a surprise that he won. And a good surprise because he was tremendous in it. Supporting actor for a limited series went to Big Little Lies again. Alexander Skarsgård. Laura Dern won directing for Big Little Lies. Best writing for a TV or a dramatic special went to Black Mirror. Feud, by the way, the Bette Davis and Joan Crawford thing, completely shut out. And, Ryan Murphy, who last year at this time, you know, his creation, the O.J. Simpson, the People versus O.J. Simpson, won everything.
Yeah.
He won nothing this year.
Oh.
Nothing. <Aww. laughs> Best sketch, variety sketch series, of course, went to Saturday Night Live. Did you know that Billy on the Street was nominated for that?
I saw a picture of him, and he just said, like, I look really good even though I didn't win.
he posted something on his Twitter account where he was backstage, and he was like, watching Sean Spicer tweet is very weird. Because I guess Spicer was standing like 15 feet away from him. Backstage. But Saturday Night Live won. A Drunk History was also nominated, which I was like, okay. Best variety talk series went to Last Week Tonight with John Oliver. And best directing for a variety series went to Saturday Night Live for the Jimmy Fallon episode, which Don Roy King directed. And he's won like 9, you know, Emmys already for directing that show. And we got a few more here that we'll get to as well. 773 area code, is Danny Glover related to Donald Glover? No, he is not. He is, however, related to Corey Glover, the lead singer of In Living Color, he's of the band Living Color. I think that's his son. Dan, could you look that up? I'm pretty sure he's not related to Danny Glover. I know that. Donald Glover.
Yeah.
But I'm almost positive he's Corey Glover's son, the lead singer of Living Color, which makes him even cooler. And then 8847 area code says, too much cable winners, not enough network winners. Not everyone has cable. I was hoping that network show would win. I can't tell you how many people don't have Hulu. Like, nope, not seen Handmaid's Tale.
Right.
You know, I know a ton of people. I don't have Hulu. I haven't seen it.
It was either Eric Childress or
Eric
Colin. They refused.
He's not going to get it for one. He won't subscribe to Hulu for one show. I subscribe to Hulu. I think there's more than one good show on Hulu. They had that 11/22/63, which was really good. And they, Difficult People, speaking of Billy Eichner, that show is hilarious. And it's on Hulu. So, and they have all the SNLs.
They may be related, but it is not father and son.
It's not father and son. Okay. I thought they were related. Okay. Maybe they are. They aren't. I don't know. I thought they were. All right. Anyway, we got a break here. We got weather and traffic coming up. Then my dad's going to call in and tell a joke because it's a jokey time. And then we'll get back and wrap up the old Emmy talk. And if you want to jump in, talk or text 312-981-7200. All right. 312-981-7200 is the phone number if you want to jump in with some more. And then finally, the final category was Best Reality Competition Program. And I don't understand. Did you know what the nominees were, Esmeralda?
No.
Okay, the nominees were The Voice, The Amazing Race, which has won like 50,000 times.
It's still on?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, it's still on. Yeah. American Ninja Warrior, Project Runway, RuPaul's Drag Race, and Top Chef.
Mm-hmm.
The Voice won.
Why? They don't even do anything.
It should have went to Top Chef because it's the best. But RuPaul's Drag Race rules, too. I love that. I think that's the first time it was nominated.
I think so. I know that I think RuPaul won hosting in the technical awards or whatever, the creative technicals
or
whatever.
Okay. It's a great show, though. Let's see. 262. I just felt that on that platform, Stephen Colbert was completely disrespectful to the office of the presidency. On his show is one thing, but not part of an awards ceremony, and I'm not for Trump. It was, you know, it's Colbert, man. It's what he does. I think it would have been completely different if Billy Crystal had hosted. It would have been a completely different vibe if somebody like that had hosted.
Yeah.
Mary says, at one point during the show, Stephen Colbert opened a box and said it was a gift for someone. Can you explain the significance? All right, I'll explain it. Jane Fonda, Lily Tomlin, and Dolly Parton came out. They had a little reunion for 9 to 5. And they did. Mm-hmm. They threw a shout-out to Dabney Coleman. So anyway, they were saying that what's the show that Jane Fonda and Lily Tomlin are on now? Frankie and Grace. Yeah, something like that. So, you know, they were talking, you know, and of course Dolly Parton made 15 boob jokes because that's what she does. She comes out and talks about her boobs, which is fine because she's a national treasure. But she was getting real sort of like a little blue there, mm-hmm. because she said that she couldn't wait to get her Gracie and Frank and Gracie vibrator.
It's Grace and Frankie.
Grace and Frankie. Okay. Grace and Frankie. Grace and Frankie vibrator.
Okay.
In her gift bag. And so, yeah. And that was the deal. And then Stephen Colbert walked out with a vibrating box and said, I have something for Dolly Parton.
Ah, okay.
So that's what it was. Classy stuff. All right, we got a break.